like you're in the middle of a race, or you feel like you're pulled up on the side, you feel like maybe nobody's fixing you. I don't know if you feel like this morning, I want to encourage you that you are in the race. You have been chosen. You have been picked. You are not a part of this team that is running this race, and it is a spiritual race. And so no matter what you may feel or think, no matter where life may have taken you this last week, the summer of the year, no matter what you may be thinking, if you trust in Jesus Christ, you have a purpose. We are here. Now what this passage is talking about is that time is when we're running the race, and we're getting ready. We can get away. A couple of times, we keep the
where we are just a little blessed. We can feel ourselves, amen? God is our healer. We cannot feel ourselves, but God can heal us. At the same time, maybe you remember this quote. I heard this quote last week. We are not responsible for our feelings, but we have a responsibility to heal. And so we can't heal ourselves as we can. That thinking takes us back to a place of modify and not self the spiritual deep meaning of God. And it gives us the motivation to do something because we're going to do it. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to look at that for a bit. Hebrews 12, 12, and 13. And what is that process? Next time we talk to you, what is that process for you to give our responsibility? Three things that we're going to have to do to see this. That's not responsibility and we're going to have to do it. First of all, this verse says, lift your drooping hands. Lift your drooping hands. That is a picture that we need motivation. In the healing process, we need to be motivated. Second thing it said was, strengthen your weak knees. What does that mean? Strengthen your weak knees. In the healing process, if we've been wounded, if we've been hurt, if we've been injured, there is some fear on the backside of the body. The face. Third thing. All we need to do is in a moment of time, we have no time to talk about it. Those are the three things we're going to look at over the next few weeks. Today we're going to look at motivation. Now, motivation, we're going to start because college and the high school and the school is just motivation. What is healthy motivation? Number one, healthy motivation comes from the proper of the limited understanding of God. Healthy motivation here is being healthy motivation. Healthy motivation comes from the proper idea that we can never know God so well. We can't. A blind man of God allow us to fully know God with perfect understanding. The guilty fear is God's danger. So it is a limited and it must be proper. We must understand that God is good, that He is loving, that He is gracious to men, that He loved us with to the degree that He would send His very Son to the same time, a proper understanding of the God is not only good, merciful, and gracious, He is just. He will not confess to the evil, He will be a God of justice, He will be a God of justice. A proper discipline to understanding of God will stir us up to the God of something deep within us that gives hope and hope will be the best. Number one, the number two, is a proper understanding of ourselves and our relationship to Him. So if number one was who God is, number two is who I am. I am a person. You are a person. Some of you are a person. I hope you know that. You are a person. You are a person. Thank you. These were never seen. going to feel exactly like this. This whole Hebrew class is my favorite book. One of the most famous stories in the Bible is this. And I want to read this to you. to put my mark on the stone. He's very interested in the story, and he's known to put me into the pool, but his father is still up. And while I'm enjoying another sense of being determined, they are true natural ability to see the things in the world. I'm going to be doing the world. Number one, he's been four of the men that have been in the pool. What do you think? I'm going to have a problem. No one says that. In Christ, we are never never. Look at the second thing he says. All I'm going, I'm going to be here's why I think it's again. Look what this person is doing. Look what this person is doing to me. Look at how unjust this is. Many times we don't receive the internal healing that God has for us because we are focused on what somebody else is doing to us, whether directly or indirectly. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they did. Look at what they did. Don't you see how I was wounded? Thank you. It doesn't keep me down. It doesn't define me. I can lift myself, and my relationship to my man is now different. Rather than me waiting on him and doubt him, thank you. something that we need. I'm going to go to the hospital.